Welcome to the Folktale Project. This is Dan Shalms. This week we're picking back up with Viking Tales by Jenny Hall and the story of King Harald, the first king of Norway. We saw the birth of Harald. We've been introduced to his tooth thrall, Olaf, and we've gotten a bit of a taste for Olaf's stories. And today we're going to pick up with another story from Olaf, as the young Harald is, well, he's still quite a boy and wants to hear stories of war. This is Olaf's Fight with Havard. At another time, Harald said, "Tell me of a fight, Olaf. I want to hear about the music of swords." Olaf's eyes blazed. "I will tell you of our fight with King Havard," he said. "One dark night we landed at a farm. We left our wave runner in the water with 3 men to guard her. The rest of us went into the house. The farmer met us at the door, but he died by Thorkell's sword. The others we shut into their beds. The door at each end of the hall we had barred on the inside so that nobody could surprise us. We were busy going through the cupboards and shouting at our good luck. But suddenly we heard a shout outside.
'Thor and Havard!'
Then there was a great beating at the doors. 'He has 200 fighters with him,' said Grimm. 'For we saw his ships last night. 30 against 200. We shall all drink in Valhalla tonight.' 'Well,' I cried, 'Odin shall have no unwilling guest in me.' 'Nor in me,' cried Hakon.
'Nor in me,'
cried Thorkell.
And that shout went all around, and we drew out our swords and caught up our shields. 'Hot work is ahead of us,' said Hakon. 'Besides, we must leave none of this mead for Havard. Lend a hand, someone.' Then he and another pulled out a great tub that sat on the floor of the cupboard. 'I drink to Valhalla tonight,' cried Thorkell the Thirsty, and he plunged his horn deep into the tub. When he brought it up, his sleeve was dripping and the sweet mead was running over the horn. 'Slaven!' cried Hakon, and he struck Thorkell with his fist and knocked him over the cupboard. He fell against the wooden wall at the back, and a carved panel swung open behind him. He dropped down head first. In a minute, he put his head out the hole again. We all stood staring. 'I think it's a secret passage,' he said. 'We will try it,' I answered in a whisper. 'Throw dirt on the fire. It must be dark.' So we dug up dirt from the earth floor and smothered the fire. All this time, there was a terrible shouting and hammering at the doors, but they were of heavy logs and stood. 'I, with 4 more, will guard this door,' I said, pointing to the east end. Immediately, 4 men stepped to my side. 'And I will guard the other,' Hakon said, and 4 went with him. 'The rest of you down the hole,' I said. 'Close the door after you. If luck is with us, we will meet at the ships. Now, Thor and our good swords will help us. Quick, the doors are giving way.' So we 10 men stood at the doors and held back the king's soldiers. It was dark in the room, and the people out of doors could not tell how many were inside. Few were eager to be the first in. 30 swords are waiting in there to eat at the first man,' we heard someone say. We chuckled at that. But the king stood in the very doorway and fought. Our 5 swords held him back for a long time, but at last he pushed in, and his men poured after him. We ran back and hid behind some tubs in a dark corner. The king's men went groping about and calling, but they did not find us. The room was full of shouting and running and sword clashing, for in the dark, the noise, the men could not tell their own soldiers. More than one fell by his friend's sword. When it was less crowded about the doorway, I whispered, 'Follow me in double line. We will make for the ships. Keep close together.' So that double line of men with swords swinging from both sides ran out through the dark. Swords struck out at us, and we struck back. Men ran after us, shouting, but our legs were as good as theirs. But I and Hakon and 1 other were all that reached the ship. There we saw our wave runner with sail up and bow pointing out to open sea. We swam out to her and climbed aboard. Then the men swung the sail to the wind and we moved off. Even as we went, a spear whizzed through the air and Hakon fell dead, for the king and all his men were running to the shore. 'After them!' they were shouting. Then we heard the king call to the men in his boats laying out at the water, 'Row ashore and take us in!' Thorkell was standing by my side. At that, he laughed and said, 'They did not answer. He left but a handful to guard his ships. They tasted our swords, and we went aboard and broke the oars and threw the sails into the water. It'll be slow going for Havard tonight. Then he turned to the shore and sang out loudly, King Havard's ships are dead, Olaf's dragon flies. King Havard stamps the shore, Olaf skims the waves. King Havard shakes his fist, Olaf turns and laughs. That was the end of our meeting with King Havard. And that is Olaf's fight with Havard. And I enjoy these stories that I get to tell, mostly from Olaf's point of view, because, well, he's a hell of a character. And I really enjoy him and his stories. This is Dan Schulz for the Folktale Project. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Overcast, anywhere you like to get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Folktale Project. You can find us on Auto Radio, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, anywhere you like to listen. If you'd like to help support the podcast, you can head over to patreon.com/folktaleproject. And you can always head over to folktaleproject.com, where you'll find a new story waiting for you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. As always, thank you all so much for listening.